Broadcasting from her ranch, embedded deep in the heart of rural America, here's Karina Jones with Ranch Raised on your Ag Network.
Welcome to a new week and a new meal idea right here on Ranch Raised. This summer has me looking for ways to feed my family while avoiding heating up the house because our new home does not have central AC. I am embracing this challenge and my family isn't complaining, so apparently they like what I'm coming up with. This weekend, I went back to an old favorite that I haven't done in a while, a smoked beef roast. My freezers are full of homegrown beef, so for this recipe, I prefer a boneless roast like a pike's peak or a sirloin tip. I generously season my thawed roast, and if you have time, I recommend letting it marinate in your favorite seasoning overnight. Then this is literally a set it and forget it type of recipe. Bring your smoker to 250 degrees and then put your roast on. I do not cover it because my family loves that smoke flavor. I stick a meat thermometer in and I'm looking to take it to an internal temperature of 160 degrees for that medium rare finish. A 4 to 5 pound roast usually takes around 4 hours. Once I hit that 160 degree finish, I remove it from the smoker and let it sit and rest with a towel over it for a little insulation. Then I thinly slice it, and it's so tender, my husband will even call it poor man's prime rib. Last night, we served it on buns with a side of sweet corn, and today I'll cube up the leftovers and serve it in hash browns with sauteed peppers and onions. This recipe and many more can be found on the Your Ag Network website under the Ranch Raised Recipe Book.
I am Cheryl DeVeest, Vice Chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. I'm from Morrison, Oklahoma. The Cattlemen's Beef Board directs funding for projects, might be a research project or something that will use those dollars to help increase demand for beef. Sometimes people forget that it is producers who are making decisions. On beefboard.org, you can see every member of Cattlemen's Beef Board.